Vibe check. How we feeling about Steelers Colts? 412-928-9370. Phone lines are open. We'd love to hear from you. Statistically speaking, I think the Steelers should run away with this football game. They should be able to run the ball right down Indianapolis's throat. Defensively, you stop Jonathan Taylor, I think you win the game. From a tape-watching standpoint, Doran, think this is a good matchup for the Steelers. From a statistical standpoint, I think it's a good matchup for the Steelers. That being said, I feel like they're going to lose. I just have that gut feel.
What?
Just yeah, a gut feel.
You think it's like a trap game? Or
I don't know that I believe in trap games.
What's it going to look like
in
if
the
they
NFL?
Do lose?
I think the offense sputters around. Maybe a mistake or two. Some penalties are committed. You score like 18 points. And then you have Richardson hit a couple of big plays over the top. He can't complete the short ball. I think sometimes analysis on quarterbacks can be quite flawed. And I mean, I'll just say it. When you look a certain way and you're a quarterback, and you're athletic when you're a quarterback, people will be like, oh, they're a one-read guy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're inaccurate. I'm not sure he's a one-read guy or anything like that. But the accuracy numbers are horrific. He's got a 49% completion percentage. Like, that's real. And his expected completion percentage is up around 60%. So he's missing layups, but what he's got is a great, great deep ball. And so Steelers want to stack the line. They want to stop the run. Jonathan Taylor, even though J.K. Dobbins great, I think he's the best runner they've seen. And I could see them hitting a couple of big plays over the top. If the Steelers lose, I do think that's what it would look like.
Man, I just think that they keep trending upwards. Like, I don't think it's going to look like last game on offense. I think it's going to be more controlled. And we know that Jalen Warren is out for this game, and Najee Harris will play, and you have Cordarrelle Patterson. I think they're going to really, really want to run the football, control the game, and their defense is just...
It's so good.
It's so good. Like, there's so many holes in the Colts. On offense and on defense, I think the Steelers are at a point right now where they've played such a balanced football game as a team that I don't think that there's a loss this weekend.
Everything you said is right. I think if you are an analyst that is removed from this situation, like if you're not a Colts-specific radio host, a Steelers-specific radio host, and you look at the numbers and you watch what the teams have done so far, you go, Steelers should win this game. And it'll probably be close because that's the way they seemingly want to play on the road. I do think it's different home and road, by the way. I mean, we saw them open up the passing attack at Acrisure Stadium. I don't think that was an accident.
No.
Like, you feel more comfortable there. Now you're on the road and you should have Steelers fans there, but it's a dome. It's going to be loud. Get in, run the ball, possess the ball, get out of there with a victory. And I think all of the statistics bear out that the Steelers should win this game. But there's one thing that makes me pause, and that's football. Football's dumb. Football's weird. I didn't think that Houston was going to get their butts kicked by Minnesota. I think Minnesota's a good football team. Even though the Bengals have sputtered out of the gates each of the last three seasons, I didn't think they'd lose at home to New England. I didn't think the Ravens would lose at home to the Raiders. And maybe those teams aren't as complete as the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
But we see it every week in the NFL. An underdog finds a way to win, and a home dog at that. I got an icky feeling.
Mm.
An icky little feeling. If Gardner Minshew was the quarterback, I'd feel better about the Colts' chances.
Yes.
Actually.
Yeah.
But then Richardson does some funky things, too. Like, I say he can hit you with the deep ball. If you don't come up and tackle that guy, he's built like a defensive end.
Yeah. That's maybe my pause is because they haven't faced a quarterback like that yet. And he just can break open a game at any point. Like, and I don't know how the defense looks playing a quarterback like that or Lamar Jackson.
You know, right.
They've had the Kirk Cousins. They've had the Bo Nix. And they've had a half... Justin Herbert in a backup.
Like, none of those guys could move.
No.
Like, Bo Nix can move, I guess, a little bit, but come on.
Not like Anthony Richardson. So it is going to get interesting. Like, that would be my only pause, really, because how are they going to stop him whenever he does put on his Justin Fields Chicago Bears hat and is like, okay, like my first read isn't there.
Yeah.
I'm going to run.
Yeah.
That's hard to stop sometimes whenever you got an athletic quarterback.
Yeah. He can change the game when you've got everything covered, when you got everything figured out, and he decides to tuck and run, and now you're one-on-one with a safety 15 yards down the field. And I think the Steelers have safeties who aren't ever considering business decisions. I think you got safeties who can tackle. Minka, one of the best tackling safeties in the league, and I like Deshaun Elliott. But when you got a freight train coming downhill, that guy will kill you.
Mm-hmm.
That guy will run your ass over. He'll be on the bottom of his shoe like a piece of gum.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think while Richardson statistically has not been great, he's so talented that anytime he plays, if he plays his A game, he's going to be a problem.
Yeah, I do wonder. We talked about the flexibility of players yesterday. I do wonder if this is a more productive Peyton Wilson game just by lurking and spying. And maybe adding late on blitzes and being able to drop into coverage on defense, and because he can run, you know, I mean, we all know that. So having him at the linebacker spot or a different package to kind of spy Anthony Richardson whenever he does want to pull it down, I think that he's the guy that can actually make that work,
mm-hmm.
make that happen, because he can't. He is a linebacker, but he can run. You know, he's not a safety that can just run, that is smaller, that can, you know, take punishment. And I think that this, if he is at that point right now in his, you know, 3-game career, that he can go out there and be effective, I think that we'll see a lot of Peyton Wilson.
That makes sense. You know what I would do? Because I'm such a football genius, Doran, I'm like a defensive coordinator masquerading as a radio host.
Mm.
I would play a lot of DeMarvin Leal in rundowns,
yep.
but have Peyton Wilson on the field too.
Yep.
Because, you know, they want to play. Elena Roberts, the run stuffer. So mm-hmm. Elena Roberts, Patrick Queen, runs situations. That's typically how they do it. But I would have him in the middle of the field, like you're saying, just to be the spy. And you have DeMarvin Leal, who's a defensive end, playing outside linebacker, who's got that stoutness to him. That's what I would do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a genius.
Yeah, you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Rush defense for the Colts, bad. Giving up 179 yards per game on the ground. That is terrible. They're one of the worst third down defenses in the NFL. 50% conversion rate opposing teams have against the Colts. So we've talked about the time of possession there. A lot of that has to do with the offense going 3 and out, the offense turning it over, and the offense, when they do score, hitting the big plays from Richardson. A lot of that also has to do with, hey, defense, get off the field.
Mm-hmm.
But the game plan should be simple in this game offensively for the Steelers. Run the ball, hit some play action, keep the ball for a long time, get out of there with the victory.
Yep.
Doran, you feel good about this game.
I do.
Everything's telling me to feel good, but I'm living in my fears. Got a freaky deaky feeling that the Colts are going to win this game. Vibe check from you out there. Our loyal and wonderful listeners at 412-928-9370. How are you feeling about this game? We'll take your phone calls. You're lining up. That'll be next on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And we remind you, the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Right now, it's a Sean Myers headline.